Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join Woney for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your Woney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
Crush forever. The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and we are back with another episode of Chit Chat that meets every Saturday, 11 to 12 p.m. What are you guys up to? How are you doing? What's good? It's me. I'm back again. As you guys all know, I have the show every Saturday. I didn't have it last Saturday. I'm sorry to all my 6 million viewers who were waiting and were left high and dry because it was Easter. I didn't have my show because I was home for Easter. I don't celebrate Easter. It's just that we didn't need to have our show and there was a lot of work I had to catch up on, guys. So I'm sorry, but you will be very happy to know that I am caught up in that last Saturday. The 11 to 12 p.m. slot was very helpful. For me to, yeah, you'll get it. Anyways, like I said in my show before last, not last week, the week before last, is I did not have enough foresight to invite a guest onto this episode of Chit Chat. Will it happen before the semester is over? Probably not, guys. I'm going to be honest. That probably won't happen. But never say never. Never say never. Yeah. So anyways, missed you guys. I'm glad to be back in the studio. It's been in a little while. You know, we're going to chit-chat for a few minutes. I do actually have a CD here. I think I played this show before last. This is my custom burnt CD, of which all the songs I have obtained legally. It's a new wave playlist. We have some good ones on here. We unfortunately can't play the only They Might Be Giants song on there, which, okay, I want you guys to know this is the new wave-ish, playlist, because not everything is actually new wave. But I just really like these songs, and they're kind of in that genre. So we'll get to those. I think I have like 12 on here. We might get through 4 or 5. And, you know, just feeling all that goodness. Yesterday was absolutely lovely out. Anyone in the Oneonta area, did you go outside yesterday? I hope you did because it was really, really, really beautiful. It was nice and warm. Everybody was outside. You know, I was inside because I was doing work, But when I walked around outside to get to the places I needed to go, it was absolutely lovely. So maybe I should have actually gotten ice cream or something yesterday or something fun. But I still enjoyed, you know, my time. What was that? Guys, I'm taking a ceramics class. Did you guys know that? Yeah, like throwing pots and stuff. So I was doing ceramics yesterday. That was fun. I was a little worried because I'm taking ceramics one. The minimum amount of pieces you have for that class was 16. But apparently, like, that's a C. So if you want to get a good grade, you need more than that, which I didn't know. And I had just finished making 16. This was like a week ago. But I think I did it, and we're like more well over the 16-piece limit, which I was worried about, but we made it. Just in case you guys were worried about me, you know, it's been solved. Mm-hmm. Yep. Guys, anyone who's on campus, how was Passover, huh? Because my kitchen was closed for Passover. Did anyone... They wouldn't let me in. They didn't let me eat any of the Passover food, which was kind of a shame because it looked much better than the food they usually served. So I'm really happy that whoever was celebrating Passover got to eat good food for Passover. And I'm a little jealous because it looked like good and normal. You know, it's the same old whatever in the dining halls. It's whatever. Did you guys go to the Thanksgiving in Wales? That was, all right, let's put the CD in. Nothing is happening. Nothing interesting in my life is happening. No one is here to chit-chat with me. Like, let's just listen to the music, guys. I'm sorry. Like, nothing has happened. I've been doing work and I've been eating and, like, what? Like, going to bed. You know, I was really, really excited because last night I was in the bed and I was playing on my DS. I was playing Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story on my DS and I was playing it and I was like, oh, this is the perfect time to go to bed. And then I closed my DS and I went to bed and I had the best sleep of my life ever. And I only woke up an hour ago to my alarm, which I usually never make it all the way to my alarm on Saturday. I'm usually up before that. So that's what I was most excited about this week. I don't really have anything else happening. I'm excited for my pieces to come out the kiln. I have to go mock up the sculpture on Illustrator later. You know, I have to do that. And I have to go to the print studio to print a very long print. And I'm all excited about those things, but that's about it. So let's skip. Let's skip to the music. What do I have here? Do keep an eye out, though. I think not this Sunday. Next Sunday will be the 18th, I believe. Saturday night through Sunday night, we're having 24-hour programming for Vinylthon. Yep. I believe my slot is Sunday at 3 to 5. I am doing 3 hours with my bestest friend, Alani. So please come watch out for that. We will be playing vinyls and it'll be very fun and you can tune in at any time during those 24 hours, and some music will be playing from a DJ. Okay. I just opened the case to look at the track list, and I didn't actually look. What do we have here? Ooh, we have Daryl Hall and John Oates. That's a good... You guys want to listen to that one? Or do you guys want to skip to Kajagoogoo? Now, that's tempting, because I do love Kajagoogoo. Let's skip to Ecstasy. What song is this? Number four, please. So this is the kind of new wave-ish kind of whatever. Generals and Majors is good. I love Ecstasy. You know, they make.
Victorious, oh, generals and majors always changes are hard, like never before. I'm tired of being actionless.
Guys, see, I was right on the money. 4 minutes. I absolutely love that song. I don't know why, it's just so fun. I think not enough songs have whistling in it. I think that's what it is. When's the last time you listened to a song that had a whistle in it? But also, I'm one of those people who say I listen to everything, and I do. I really do enjoy many, many forms of music. But I think it's misleading, because I think people think that I'm out there constantly searching and experiencing and, you know, indexing every single genre of music. That's not true. I actually listen to like one type of music at a time for like 6 months straight. But if you put something else on, I absolutely will enjoy it. So I'm one of those people. But anyways, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Not enough songs have whistling in. Oh, I was saying that to say that I don't know about the state of whistling in music right now. I'm actually not sure if whistling is in right now. I don't know if it's out. I feel like I haven't heard any whistling in any modern pop recently. Maybe if there's, I don't listen to country a whole lot. I feel like that's a genre that would have whistling in it. So if you guys are listening to any songs that have whistling in it, let me know. You can call into the station at 607-436-2711. That's 607-436-2711. Call in and tell me the last song that had a whistle in it. Yep. That's a good idea, guys. Okay, this is the line smell by Patrick. Kajagoogoo, Kajagoogoo, Kajagoogoo. I love you, Kajagoogoo. Oh my god. That's actually making me think. Usually I listen to this song off the album Islands, but now I'm wondering if Islands is a compilation album. I have to look into that. I feel like all those might be singles, and they're all on the album called Islands. Who knows? Because I just listened to the songs, I'm sorry, guys, I don't know a whole lot about Kajagoogoo other than I love them. That you should listen to their album Islands. What is the one that has white feathers? I think that album is called White Feathers, and they have a song on it called White Feathers. I think so. Yes, yes, yes. That's also a good album because that they have Too Shy and they go, wait, how's it go? You're too shy, shy, hush, hush, I do, I. Yeah, that's a good one. She listens to this one. This is why I call this playlist the new-ish, wave-ish. Because this is not new, but it's also not really new wave. But it is a good song, and I like it a lot. So I put it on this playlist. So we're going to listen to it. This is, what is this? This is Tiger Trap. You're sleeping by Tiger. Hey, I actually have a funny story about this song. It's actually not funny, but it is a story. So basically, maybe I was like 14 or 15. I had watched the classic movie, But I'm a Cheerleader. It's free on YouTube. I would recommend you go watch it. Very cute, very fun. At the end of that movie, I can't remember the song that plays, but a really, really good song plays. And I really, really liked it. So I was talking to this guy that I hated. I absolutely hated him. But we were like friends. Not really. We had the same friend group. So anyways, I was hanging out with the friends that I liked. This is all. I was hanging out with the friends that I liked. And the guy that I absolutely hated. Like, I can't tell you how much I disliked this guy was there. Anyways. And he finds me, he finds me the album that it was on, and it was really, really good album. I think it was Go Sailor. I think they made that song, or someone else. Anyways, the album was Go Sailor. I really, really enjoyed that album. I have it still, and I was looking for more like it, and I found Tiger Trap. So that wasn't really a funny story. It's just that a guy that I hated recommended it to me, and so I love it. I love this, like, genre of music so much, but it makes me upset because I can only think about the diabolical, evil, evil, evil guy that recommended it to me. But anyways, you know, that's not the important part. The important part is that I found something that I really love. Anyways, was that funny? I don't really think that was a funny, and it wasn't much of a story, but it did happen to me. So this song is very new wave. It's also Japanese, and that's about all I know about it. But I do love it. So hopefully you guys will love it too. This is, what is this? This is Body Snatchers by Harunomi Hosono, I believe. I hit the pause button. Oops. Body Snatchers, Harunomi Hosono. Ha ha ha! Okay, guys, that song scared me really bad because I had no idea where it was going to end. It just, I thought it ended like three separate times, and each time it didn't end. But that was a good song. It was Japanese, and it was New Wave, and I really loved it. It was kind of funny and fun and whatever. Did you guys like it? I liked it. Let's move on. The next song is I don't know why that happened. The next song is from the English Beat, which is a very classic new wave. Yeah, like, I don't know. Whatever. They're British, and it's really great. The only reason I know about the English Beat is actually because first I listened to General Public, and the two members in General Public were previously in the British Beat, or the English Beat, sorry. So that's how I found out about the English Beat. Maybe it was kind of backwards. Maybe it was forwards. Who knows? Anyways, this is, I confess, an absolute classic and a great song. Please enjoy.
Just on the spot, I confess I'm ruined, realize. Don't sleep so tight, cause I didn't care to laugh, and I thought one of them was mine. Time to wind it. Still wasn't right. Fight after fight. So get out of my life. Get away from me. Get away from that gun. No, it's not a joke. It's cards on the table, Tom. And I could have phoned. I could have spoke. But I'd break the news without breaking your heart.
I confess.
absolutely beautiful song from the English Beat. That was I Confess. They have a great, I can't, what album is this from? Special Beat Service. Oh, I think that's a remastered album, but a really, really good album. I would definitely recommend you go try it out if you enjoyed that. It actually reminded me, because he was like, a cult on the tabletop, sometimes I'm a little, yeah. I was playing a lot of poker. What was it? Thursday night. I love poker, guys. I don't know if you knew this about me. I've been playing poker for like maybe a month. Really enjoy it. Not for any money, though. If I had to play poker for money, some things would happen that I can't say on live radio. But everyone is safe because I have not lost any real money. Just chips, like fake money. So it's okay. We're all good. Anyways, we're moving on to this next song. This is Elephant by Boa. If you guys remember this album, this is their album Twilight. It got really popular on TikTok like 2 or 3 years ago. I knew about Boa before then because they did, well, that's the one that got popular, Duvet by Boa, because it was the intro for this anime, Serial Experience Lane. Really good. I was going to say really good anime. I maybe watched like 2 episodes of it because I was too young to really know what was going on. But I love them. And I love their song Duvet. But personally, I really love Elephant, which is the one we're going to listen to right now, guys. Please enjoy. I think this is probably their best song. Well, it's my favorite song. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Elephant by Boa. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. She has such a lovely voice, and what a great album. I would definitely recommend go check out Boa if you haven't heard of her before, or this is your first time hearing her, because that entire, hit after hit after hit. Yeah, I love Boa. Great, 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 great song. Definitely go check that out. Moving on. I'm skipping The Last Unicorn by America. We're going to skip that one. And I love that song. But we already played it once on the show. And I think that's enough. So we're going to skip to Home Again by Oingo Boingo. This is another Oingo Boingo song I really enjoy. But I feel like it's not as popular as a lot of their hits. I think you guys don't understand how much I like Oingo Boingo. I really, really like Oingo Boingo. So I think for that reason, I try to hold back from playing it on the show. Because most of the songs would just be Oingo Boingo. But they're not. But I am allowing myself this one song. Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Because I really, really like this one. All right, please enjoy. We'll be right back. my God, I love Oingo Boingo, and I love that song. I don't even know what it is about that song. It's just, like, so good. Yeah. I love Oingo Boingo. I love, oh, my God, what is his name? What is the main guy of Oingo Boingo? Oh, no. Oh, Danny Elfman. I love Danny Elfman. Yeah, great guy. So, again, guys, sorry that it's not, like, chit-chat. You know, I have the CD on me, and nothing really interesting is happening. I'll try and do something more cool the upcoming week so I have something to talk to you guys about and, like, a fun story to tell you. Or maybe I'll finally make a friend and they can come on the show next Saturday. yeah. Anyways, I have one more song we can get through, and I'll leave you guys to that. I hope you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, if you're interested in joining Woni, the Gen Bod is tomorrow, I believe, at 3 p.m. in Fitzsale. You know, I think it's kind of chilly out today, so maybe wear a light jacket. That might be good. And, you know, just take it easy today, okay? Everyone go hashtag enjoy themselves. I think that is a great sentiment, and I think everyone should do that today. So this is the last song I'm going to leave you guys off on. This is The Promise by Win and Grow. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. Love you. Bye. I'm here every Saturday from 11 to 12 p.m. Chit chat with DJ On Air.
I think you fall for me.
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, my God.
Please. No.
Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.